Blog Talk Radio.
Welcome to another episode of Triple Chalice Tarot Presents, the Elementary of Tarot, Exploring the Major Arcana, Part 4. I am your host, Tarouk Bashaw, and I am accompanied by my lovely co-host, Aluna Odette.
Good night, everyone.
You guys can follow us on all social media, all at triplechalicetarot.com, where you can get updates on our latest shows, on our latest episodes. You guys can look at our archives and listen to previous shows. You guys can visit our Twitter and our Facebook and Instagram and look at different pictures, cards of the day from past months, read up on many different things concerning tarot and magic, and all beautiful things of that world. So let's get it started tonight, okay, with part 4, and we begin tonight with the Hermit card. Now, when we look at the Hermit card, we see this elderly man, okay, he is standing on top of a mountain in the dark. He is holding a stick or a cane to help him, support him walking, and he also is holding a lamp to light the way. Now, when we look at the meaning of the Hermit card, this card can symbolize soul searching. It can symbolize taking a break, taking time off for yourself, okay? The lamp is your guide, your light. This is a solitary path. You know, this is a path of initiation of a spiritual nature where you have to basically go on a pilgrimage, on a spiritual pilgrimage to find out the truth of yourself, okay, to find out your meaning of existence. This is a card of that inner path, you know, of finding that your way, you know what I'm saying, of finding your way. Mm-hmm. So that light is there to guide you, to show you, to illuminate your path, and it is a very lonely path. The Hermit, he is by himself on this path. So Aluna, tell me what you see when you look at the Hermit card.
Certainly. Well, I think it's very interesting to, like you said, point out the different symbolisms that's represented in this card. We see an elderly man. So that represents experience, you know, someone who has gauged living a full sort of abundant and knowledgeful life. Also, the man being or standing atop a mountain in most depictions, standing above a mountain, and the mountain symbolizing achievement and growth and aspiring to new heights. So, you know, like you said, this is a very spiritual, introspective journey, one that everyone has to face in their life. You know, at some point in our journey, the world cannot give you the answers. People, your peers, your friends, your family, advertisement, you know, messaging, whatever, constantly we're just bombarded with so much information and many times we're like a sponge. We're soaking so much of it up. We're reapplying and readjusting our values and our morals and we're sort of realigning ourselves to the social quo or the social status quo. So with this card, this man has given up the worldly things. He's out there in a simple robe. He has only a cane to support himself, and he has his own lantern. And with what is interesting is what's within the lantern is sometimes depicted as a five-pointed star. Okay, and in magic, you know, the five-pointed star represents the different aspects of the elements, the different the human body, you know, the head, the arms, the legs. So
extremely powerful
this is
symbol.
Like, it's a very powerful symbol and one that inspires hope. Okay, and the star card itself, which we'll get to later on in our journey, it inspires hope. So he has his own little mini star in this lantern, and it's lighting his way. Also, he's in darkness, okay? He's abandoned the city life. So there's no other lights or, like I said, influences to sort of give. No, this is a solitary path, like Taruk said. Solitary path and one that must be traveled alone and oftentimes through darkness, okay? Oftentimes through darkness. So you won't see the way. You won't know where your destination will take you. But there is this unyielding urge to really get to know yourself, to really take a step back. We all, well, I know with myself, sometimes I get that way with social media itself, like Facebook and things like that. Well, I have to take a step back because I'm just so bombarded with what everyone else is doing, what this celebrity is talking about, what I'm talking about, you know, and it's just so much. So sometimes I just have to take that hermit's path and get back to myself, get back to my spirituality, get back to my sort of meditation and you know, my growth and my magical practice. And this is definitely what this card is about. Would you say so as well, Taruk? Like, do you see a lot of magical influence?
I completely agree with you. I feel like, you know, this card is about spiritual mastery and spiritual discovery and an inner spiritual discovery. You know, this is a card about being a spiritual master, about attaining and accomplishing spiritual goals and feats. You know, you're not coming out of the hermit card the same. You know, you're not coming out of this voyage, this inner astral plane voyage where you're being guided by this lamp and being guided by your own inner wisdom, by your own spiritual ability. You know, you're not coming out of that the same. And also, like you said, he's by himself on this path. So other influences are not influencing him. Other people are not influencing him. Other people are not at his level. Everybody can't reach the top of that mountain. Everybody is not accessible to you. You are alone, but you're okay with that because you're on this path. You know the path that you're on, and everybody is not going to be on your same level. Everybody's not worthy to walk next to you or to be on your same level or path. So it is a very powerful spiritual elevated high card.
Right. And now, also to point out, this card is represented by the astrological sign Virgo. You know, so the Virgo, you know, we see the modest virgin, the one who is sort of clothed and more centered, more reserved, more demure. So also this could speak about you keeping the, you know, your spiritual growth and your aspirations for embetterment and empowerment, you keeping those things to yourself, you know, because not everyone is going to understand your path, especially if you're spiritually inclined. Oh, gosh, like, no. If you want to talk about, you know, shoes and clothes and iPhones, then, yeah, everyone is kind of on that.
Right.
But when you're talking about your
Everybody's
own
not ready,
personal,
yeah.
Right. So you want to hit the reversal?
Everybody's not on the same path. Okay, well, let's look at the reversal. Now, when we look at the negative connotation of the hermit card, we can be seeing this as somebody who has been in that journey, in that solitary astral journey for too long, and they have gotten lost. They have completely abandoned the third dimensional, you know, everyday world. You know, they haven't come back yet from their hermit journey. They are lost, you know, but this can also signify someone who maybe has not made that hermit journey, somebody who is stuck on third dimensional realm, someone who doesn't know who they are, somebody who has no interest in developing their spiritual knowledge, their spiritual inner wisdom, and has no idea, okay? They're just in this world blind, and they have no guidance, you know. So it can go either way. Either you are too in the world, in the astral, you know, spiritual self-discovery world, and you have a family to tend to, you have a business to tend to, you have everyday errands to run, you have all these things that must be done in the real world. Yes, we can take our time and meditate and, you know, do spiritual things and access those inner spiritual mental realms, but we also have to wake up and realize that we do have a world here that we have to live. We do have, you know, things that need to get done. We just can't meditate 24 hours a day unless you're a monk and you want to travel to Indonesia or one of these countries literally and take this hermit path. And you know, live 7 years in the mountains with these people and learn their way. Yes, you can do that, and that is a hermit path. But if you are here and you have a family and you have things to do, it's not best that you completely just lock yourself up in a room for weeks or months at a time and they don't see you. So it is a delicate balance when you have to learn, you know, to navigate and guide yourself through these realms, but also maintain a foot here where you're needed. So what do you see?
I definitely agree. I like how you brought up the two aspects of it, because you're absolutely right. Sometimes some people need that message that, hey, you need to, especially if you just have such a chaotic life, you're always on the go, you're always busy, you don't, you're like up and then you burn yourself out and then you're asleep. You know, those sort of things, you know, you're not devoting enough time to yourself to really get back into the necessary introspective process that's needed to weed out your problems, weed out your issues, weed out, you know, what's happening before you, and if this is the right place for you to be, and looking at those options. But at the on the other hand, yes, this card also could symbolize someone who's depressed and has taken really the extreme of the hermit, that they're not coming out of the house. They have completely shut their family and friends out. They're just cold and sort of bitter and alone and very much depression. I'm very much seeing depression if I were to see this card in reverse.
No, you're absolutely right. You're absolutely right.
Definitely.
And, you know, I can't lie. I have been there.
Haven't we all, you know, where it's just – and it's a very hard place to come out of once you see that hermit reverse, because you're just – such in a downward spiral of wallow and sort of despair that you don't, you know, the light is not even there anymore, you know, or maybe you're just staring at the light in utter dullness, like there's no motivation to look around yourself. You're just looking at this small light. And as powerful as that small light may be when you're using it to light your way through the darkness, if you're just sitting in stagnation and just, you know, daydreaming off into this light or into the star, then it's not really helpful for you either. You know, you're just losing yourself in this fantasy world, and not really a good one either. You're depressed because this is, you know, this is a colder card. It's the earth element card represented with Virgo. So it's very much about, well, it's especially in the imagery, you know, he's on the top of a mountain, a cold mountain at that. So, you know, you're in this sort of icy place, and it's hard to come out of that. So that's what I definitely see in the reversal.
Definitely. Okay, now we can move on to the next card, which is the Wheel of Fortune. Now, when we look at the Wheel of Fortune, we look at the card and we see these mythological creatures all around. What do we even call these creatures? Are they chimeras, correct? One of them is a chimera. The other, I see an angel here on the top left-hand side. It seems like a bird, phoenix-looking, and then like a cow with wings. And you see a dragon holding a wheel. And I think these
Mm-hmm.
words are in the Jewish alphabet, if I'm not mistaken, and there's a sphinx type creature on here. Now, it is a very mystical, very whimsical looking card, and they're all in the sky with clouds around them. And also, I see a snake here. Okay, yeah, I do see a snake here. And it seems like all of the creatures are holding a book and reading. Now, this card symbolizes good luck. The Wheel of Fortune card symbolizes windfall, which, that symbolizes a luck that's unexpected, something that just comes and hits you. This card signifies, a new cycle, new events happening. Okay, things that you can take opportunities or advantage of. Okay, so taking advantage of different opportunities that come. This is a card of a new turning point in your life. This is a card also of understanding your destiny, of things coming together and becoming one, of things finally adding up. This is an extremely positive card of just wonderful luck and new cycles, new beginnings. It can symbolize anything. You can symbolize, this can symbolize love, relationships, family, the job, a new cycle, unexpected luck, I mean, even a lottery winning. I mean, this is just, it can go many different places. It kind of reminds me of, well, you know what? It reminds me of my card, of my African deck card, showing the man standing, and there's different paths that he can take. Okay, so this Wheel of Fortune card opens many different paths that you can take, many different ways that you can turn that wheel, okay, and it will land on something, good for you. So, Aluna, what do you see when you look at the wheel card?
Okay, so to talk about the symbolism in this card as well, the four characters that you, or the four major corner characters that you see, they represent Aquarius, the Scorpio, Leo, and the Taurus. Okay, and they're the four fixed signs of the zodiac. So all those signs are fixed, and fixed means that they have their placement, and all they represent each of the different elements: air with Aquarius, water with Scorpio, fire with Leo, and earth with Taurus. So just think about, the greater scheme of things, just the universe. I really love this card. This card, it reminds me of the cogs that work the universe, okay? So karma, luck, life cycles, destiny, like you said, things changing, possibilities, the many, 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 I mean, so many different possibilities. Possibilities that it's to the unlimited nature that whatever you can think of has probably already been done or thought of. So it's all a part of this grand wheel. It's all a part of this grand wheel. Now, what we see here in the lettering is TARO, and when it goes around the wheel, it lands back on the T. So I think that symbolizes how what goes around comes always back around. Well, the wheel is constantly turning, and that which is up and at the very high of the wheel must come down again. There was a deck that I saw, I'm very interested in. I think it was, I don't want to butcher the name, but in the depiction of this card, we saw or I saw a rich couple, a very wealthy couple, that they were sitting on the top of the wheel and sitting, drinking wine, looking very lavish. And then you see the wheel sort of looking like it's turning, and then you see later on that at the bottom of the wheel, that same couple was thrown off into a ditch. So it's kind of like
Wow.
the irony of it is, you can be high in your life, or you can be
Yeah,
low in your
yeah.
life, but you can always change it, or the wheel will always change it, and nothing ever stays the same. Even though the astrological association is there, and the placements are fixed, those seasons also change, and those placements also change. So nothing is ever permanent, and it's a really good reminder, too, to not become 100% attached to anything, okay? Never become 100% attached to anything, because, you know, we lose, you know. Loss is a part of life. This as well as gain, okay? You can gain all the luck in the world, you know?
I agree.
You get all the everything in this world, and then you can lose it in the blink of an eye. So it's a card that also humbles, it's supposed to humble your existence, humble your growth as a person, to not take things too seriously, not be outright mean or cruel to other people, not be outright just vain or all the sort of the vices of life, you know, the negative aspects. So not to dwell on that for so long, because you know what? It'll come back around to get you. So that's what I definitely see with this card upright.
Definitely. And, you know, even letting the person know, yes, you have this unexpected luck coming your way, but don't get too comfortable with that luck, with all of this.
Right.
You have to keep it up. You can't get complacent. You can't, you know, oh, well, I had this come in. Now I can just sit back and relax. That's how the wheel then turns and you're in that ditch, you know. So you have to keep, you have to keep things going in your favor. You can't just sit back and just think that everything forever is going to be okay and in your favor. You know, what goes up must come down. What once was good then turns bad. You know, it is that cycle, life and death, a rotation. It's that circle, you know. Definitely. Okay, so now let's look at the reversal of the Wheel of Fortune. Mm-hmm. Now, the Wheel of Fortune and the reversal, I see this as the opposite, you know, you having not good luck, you having things not go your way at all, you feeling helpless, like you can't do anything to change what is happening. The wheel has completely come off its hinges, okay? And you are now having setbacks. There are more downs than ups. You are left in a tizzy. But this card can also signify you being resistant to the changes that life and the wheel presents to you, the opportunities,
absolutely,
the doors that the wheel card can open for you. You know, if things, if there's an opportunity for you to take, there's only a small window of time for you to get it. And if you don't get up and make that move, you're going to lose it. So this card can symbolize losing these opportunities, not being aware to see these opportunities and for you to take advantage of them, because that is the original upright definition. One of them is to take advantage of these opportunities. So for the reversal, you're not taking advantage of them. You're letting all of these opportunities, all of these situations completely just pass you by while you're just sitting there letting the seasons – it's kind of like those – still shots where the person is sitting and then just the seasons just change and they're still sitting in the same, you know, it's that. You're just sitting there as you know, and that's not good. So what do you see, Aluna, when you look at this, the reversal?
I definitely agree with everything that you said. It's about that stagnation and the resistance to that change. And like we were saying about the upright, you know, of getting too comfortable in a situation and playing ignorant to the forces that be, you know, we cannot, time continuously ticks. It's ticking right now for us. And we're ultimately going towards the same destination. So the best thing you can do is live it out to its fullest. Take every experience as a lesson, good or bad. And, you know, you keep moving forward, but don't dwell in any spot, situation, circumstance, feeling. Don't dwell in it unless it's happiness. But even then, you know, you can't just live in total bliss. But don't dwell into anything for too long, because the wheel is going to constantly turn, and it will definitely leave you behind. It will definitely throw you off, you know, like I said in the depiction from the deck. I got to find that deck. But how it throws you off into the ditch. And guess what? If you're not prepared to hold on and ride that lower when the wheel goes to the bottom and you're under it, if you're not in a good enough position to hold on to make it around to get back to the top, then you're gone. It's game over. So that's definitely mm-hmm. what I see in the reversal. So let's hit our last card while we got a few minutes left.
Okay, and the last card is the Justice card. Mm-hmm. Now, we look at this card and we see a person, a figure. I can't really tell if it's a male or female. Either way, an androgynous figure sitting here
and
with
that's
sword.
Thing, right?
Mm-hmm. Yes, a sword on her right hand and a Libra, you know, the Libra, what do you call that symbol?
The Libra scale?
The Libra symbol, the scale, there we go. And a scale on the left hand, and they're sitting with two pillars and a purple cloak behind them. Now, the upright position of the Justice card, this card can symbolize justice, of course. It symbolizes trial and order, okay? What is right? Justice, truth, okay? Fairness, reestablishing order and balance, okay? So, you know, this card is about what is right. It's about making those decisions. This is a card about truth, okay? And searching and seeking truth. You know, this is the card about fairness, okay? This is the card about legal matters, about the courts, about anything that has to do with courts and trials and contracts.
Mm-hmm.
I want to ask really quickly before time runs out, Elena, what do you see really quickly?
I see definitely this. I think it goes into even the more karmic aspect of the wheel. So where the wheel is kind of blind in its turning, justice takes on the good or bad or you know, serving something back. It also deals with court issues, legal matters, like you said, fairness, you know, truth, and just having that strong morality sense, you know, being able to discern greatly between good and bad or right and wrong. You know, this is a strong and also being impartial, because it's represented by Libra, and Libra are very impartial. They really have a hard time making the decision sometimes. So they will rather just remain balanced. You know, they constantly need that balance and stability in their life. So that's what I definitely see upright with this card. So you want to hit the reversal?
Okay. When we look at the reversal, this is the card about dishonesty when we look at the reversal. This is the card
mm-hmm.
about lack of judgment, okay, or your desire not to. You know, this is a card about an unfair outcome, things not coming out correctly, a legal process that did not result the right outcome. You know, it could signify either, you know, money issue, a legal issue that the wrong person was given the, you know, was given the result, or I don't even know
mm-hmm.
the legal jargon to, you know. Okay, so I think we should continue next week, because we do have less than a minute.
Okay.
I
think we hit it pretty good.
Yeah, we'll continue the Justice card next week. I definitely hear the Ms. Blog Talk Radio speaking in my ear. So you guys, thank you so much for listening to us. Stay tuned. Next week we will continue where we left off with the Justice card, okay? You guys, once again, can follow us on all social media at Triple Chalice Tarot. You guys can, you know, get updates on our latest shows, listen to our archives. We have months and months and months of shows. You guys can listen to our past shows with the tarot. So thank you for listening. I am your host, Tarun Fashal, accompanied by Aluna Odette.
Good night.
Good night, everyone.